A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, welcome along. Aaron Noonan here with you, and it is another Friday afternoon as I record this. It is Repco Supercars Weekly. Welcome along. Great to have you with me as we chat about the latest goings-on in the Repco Supercars Championship. And a reminder too, content, news, podcasts, videos, competitions, where do you get it? Repco Garage, that's where you get it. Online now, garage.repco.com.au. Now, as I mentioned, lots going on. Another piece of the Enduro puzzle has been clicked into place today. Confirmed, Warren Luff will line up for his 24th attempt at the Bathurst 1000, but it is not with Walkinshaw Andretti United. That team today has announced that it has shelved its wildcard entry. Of course, Luffy is contracted to WAU, long-time driver with the team going back to 2014 off the top of my head. And of course, Lee Holdsworth came back into the fold for them this year after his full-time year with Groves last year. So Lee and Fabian Coulthard fill the co-driver seats. Luffy is working with WAU this year as a Super 2 driver development advisor, and clearly going well because Ryan Wood won the round in Perth last weekend and Zach Bates showed plenty of speed too. But Luffy is going to be on the grid. He's going to be, though, with a guy who he's been on the podium with twice, and he's been on the podium a few times over the journey, has Luffy. He's going to drive with Scott Pye in the Team 18 number 20 Chevy Camaro. And don't forget, those guys finished second together in 2017 and then again in 2018. So Luff and Pye lock in car number 20. The team's already confirmed Michael Caruso will be back with Mark Winterbottom in the DeWalt 18 car. But when you look at Luffy's Bathurst career, and we've spoken about it a bit in the past, 23 attempts at the race, 22 starts. There was that year in 2014 where there was that brake issue in the HRT car and the damage was too much that he and Garth Tander were spectators on Sunday. Made his debut at Bathurst in terms of the 1000 in the 2-litre race back in 1997 in an FAI Insurance Honda Accord with Julian Bailey. That was the Steve Richards GRM Accord that had been in the championship the previous year. Drove a Mondeo for Peter Hill's team in 1998. And then from 2002 onwards, when he drove with Cam McConville for Lansvale, Lansvale Smash Repairs team, he's been there every year from 02 in V8 supercars. So he is part of the furniture, is Luffy at the mountain. He's going to have another crack later on in the year. And of course, he gets Sandown to do as well as Bathurst. So another little bit of news from Team 18 relates to the car that he will drive later in the year. New backer for Scott Pye for Tasmania, East Coast Car Rentals coming on board that car. A splash of yellow added from the livery that I spotted online today. You can have a look at the pictures on v8sleuth.com.au. Another co-driver announcement this week, which wasn't a shock. Jamie Winkup is back for Bathurst. He will drive again with Brock Feeney in the number 88 Red Bull Ampol Camaro. That means the Triple Eight's lineup is now officially all linked. Van Gisbergen with Richie Stanaway, and of course Craig Lowndes and Zane Goddard in the wildcard car Triple Eight. So plenty of seats still left to go, but pretty much top end of town is all starting to be pretty much filled up. Now, another little one here. Our friends at Castrol, they need your help, and we're here to tell you to help them. They've got the ultimate Castrol legend going at the moment. Decided by a fan vote, they've nominated 8 well-known touring cars and supercar drivers with Castrol history, and they're going to pit them against one another in a fan vote. So check out Castrol Racing Australia and New Zealand's Insta page. You can vote and take your pick of who is the greatest of the greats, the ultimate Castrol legend. You get to have your say. That's cool. Perth, last weekend, 90-minute practice session on the Friday. Mixed reviews, plenty of people who liked it, some who didn't. Supercars are going to review that with a view to seeing if they should use that in future rounds. No rush to hurry into anything there, but it's a good chance for me to remind you that the next round in Tassie, not next weekend, but the weekend after, the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint, Friday, there is no supercars running on track. It's all support categories that will be there. Porsche Michelin Sprint Challenge, Aussie Racing Cars, Formula Ford, and the Tassie Tin Tops. Supercars on the track on Saturday, two 30-minute practice sessions, 3-leg qualifying and a race, and then Sunday there's 2 qualifyings and 2 races. Just a quick reminder there in case you're going to head to Tassie on the Friday expecting to see some supercars on the track. Now, on this day, when I check the calendar, it is May the 5th, and straight away, I think of one man whose birthday it is today. It's a chance to say happy birthday to the baby-faced assassin. Glenn Seaton turns 58 today. doesn't look a day over 28. I don't know how he does it. It must be that beautiful Gold Coast sun that's treating him well. I'm not sure. Of course, two-time Australian Touring Car winner in the championship, two-time pole sitter at the mountain, Sandown 500 winner, Australian Endurance champion, Triple Challenge winner, all that stuff, Hall of Famer, all-round nice bloke. If you haven't read Cito's book, it's been out for a little while now. We published it a few years ago. Grab a copy, V8 Sleuth Superstore. The website address is superstore.v8sleuth.com.au. It's a great read. Plenty of amazing photos in there. Stefan Bartholomaeus and Cito did a really good job bringing all that together. It is a must-read book. Next week, V8 Sleuth podcast, Wednesday, John Cleland, part two. Now, part one of my chat was a bit more super tourers, British touring cars, his early racing. Part two is a bit more Bathurst. So more of his time with Brock, with Brad Jones Racing, with Pinnacle and all the different teams and cars and years that he raced, including that famous rollover after the crash with Jason Plato in 2004. Castrol Motorsport News Podcast. The boys are up and about. Award-winning stuff. Andrew Van Leeuwen, Stefan Bartholomaeus. Next step, Tuesday. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Oh, and before I go too, John Cleland, part two of the V8 Sleuth podcast is next week. Today, I've had a great sit down. I had to tell you about this with Dale Wood. Of course, longtime supercars racer, Porsche Carrera Cup race winner, Super 2 Series or Dunlop Series champion as it was back then. Funny guy. He has so many great stories. He really was great. So that one's coming up in the weeks ahead. Listen out for it on the V8 Sleuth podcast. If you don't know much about Dale Wood, I guarantee you'll know lots more. You'll be entertained, informed. It is a great chat. Looking forward to bringing it to you in a couple of weeks' time. Right, I'm done. Repco Supercars Weekly, we are out. Have a great weekend. Jump online, visit the Repco Garage at garage.repco.com.au. Have a great weekend, and I will chat to you again next week.